All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
What is up? Welcome to the Monday Morning Podcast. I am your host today.
The Monday Morning Podcast?
Monday Morning Recap.
You already fucked up.
I don't know what's going on, man. Fuck you.
You guys are terrible at this.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
God, you thought...
I'm eating bacon.
You're eating bacon. He's putting a zin in because
that's normal.
Feeling this nervous. Is
normal. Yeah, we're doing normal shit.
What's not normal is fucking up immediately.
Yeah.
Which you were worse than him. on the fucking up part.
Oh,
not,
yeah,
not this time.
Fuck a bunch. But we also have a blowjob euphemism as our title for the day, so Duke
well,
chokes on a big one.
This one doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sports Channel, we'll never get anywhere.
There's no money to be made.
It is what it is on the Sports Channel. Welcome to the Monday Morning Recap. I'm your host, Rob Fox. Ross is out today. He's going to the national championship game.
He's on his way.
Yeah, he's going to it.
He's like literally in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's
right
going
there.
To it. He just started going to it. He's begun his travels.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have a grammar debate now?
Welcome to
it's a fucking sports show. Yeah. None of these people can read.
That's accurate.
And he can't switch right. What are you doing back there?
Just a fucking mess today.
I was talking for 2 seconds before the camera hit me.
He's slow.
I regret not drinking. Should be going down instead of up right now. But, yeah, we're here to talk about the week in sports, specifically the biggest story of the week in sports by far.
Tragic loss by the UCF Knights in the CBC Championship to Nebraska, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm.
That's the one we were all watching, obviously.
Blew a 14-point lead.
Did they really?
Yeah, and we lost by double digits.
That's worse than what happened in, well, not really. Duke had a 7-point lead.
6-point lead with 30 seconds left?
Yeah, but 7 with a minute 29, I think.
Yeah, I think so,
or
yeah.
Eight, maybe it was 8, I don't remember.
It was about a buck 30 left. When,
like, really, all you have to do is defend. If they score, they score. And then take 30 seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
And maybe, and you'll have 2 or 3 possessions. You have to score at least free throws on one of them, right? You can give up points on all the other ones and just take up all the time. That's it. And you win that game.
So
but somehow.
That, to me, was one of the biggest things that no one was talking about with Duke down the stretch. So one number that came up over and over again, which is mostly a credit to Houston, but Duke played into this, is that Duke had one field goal for the last 10 minutes and 30 seconds of the game. One field goal. It was a Cooper flag 3 with like 3 minutes left to put them up 9. Mm-hmm. All the other points they scored were on free throws. But one of the reasons for that, not just Houston's defense, Duke was doing something that when my team does it, and they do it, they've done it a lot over the years, drives me up a fucking wall.
You make it about yourself.
You go ahead and make it about yourself.
They started running clock with like 9 minutes left. They started taking full 30-second possessions where the goal was clearly not to put the ball in the basket for the entire last quarter of the game almost. Now, Houston stepped it up on defense. They played pretty well. But the fact that Duke was content to not run offense until like 10 seconds left in the clock basically made Houston's job as easy as possible.
Yeah. I mean, in the let's say you've got a lead, 5 to 10 point lead in the last 10 minutes of the game. You know what's better than a 5 to 10 point lead is a 10 to 15 point lead.
Yeah,
or 10 or higher in general, right? Like you can do one of two things, and Duke did what in basketball terms is essentially play prevent defense.
Yep,
prevent defense in the last minute of the game can work really well, right? In the last like 4 minutes of the game. That it's 28-3.
I know,
right? What are you fucking thinking?
I checked out. I was looking at the bar. I saw Duke had it under control. I was having a nice meal at Red Ash with my family. Mm. Had the blue crab pasta. You know, had a couple drinks in me. I was
the restaurant?
Red Ash.
What the fuck is that?
It's a nice Italian joint downtown.
Oh, really? Is it actually good?
It's one of the better restaurants in Austin. Yeah,
it does get rated highly a lot.
Mm, I'll have to check that out. Anyways,
homemade pasta.
That I like. Yeah, it's like for the last I think there was 10 minutes and 38 seconds or 36 seconds left on the clock. And you can see Duke, they get a long rebound and they come out and they just set up and dribble for 10 seconds at the I'm like, "What are you? Don't do this.
Yeah.
Why? You've got the better offense. Score."
Literally the number one offense in the country. Now, granted, they're playing the number one defense in the country.
Sure, but you got to put pressure on them.
They were in control to that point. The first half of the second half was Duke's best offensive period. Like the first 10 minutes of that, Houston wasn't stopping them. Mm. And they got up 14 and they completely stopped.
You know who's cracking a smile today? Coach K.
You think he's happy?
He didn't want to be overshadowed by Shire that quickly.
Yeah, he's going to do a rap like Shaq did. Last night, Kobe couldn't win without me. Remember that?
Kobe, how my ass tastes?
Yeah.
I was Team Shaq on that.
So. I bet he was popping bottles like the fucking 72 Dolphins.
Just quietly in his hotel room with his wife.
Yeah.
Before making a passionate missionary love to her.
He doesn't have sex.
You don't think he has sex?
Coach K doesn't fuck.
I think he throws it down.
You think Coach K is just laying it down on his wife?
Absolute pipe hitter.
I mean, he does dye his hair black, jet black.
That's a vain man.
Mm-hmm. He's only looking at himself while he's fucking her in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine with that.
At the end of the day, Duke lost the effort battle in this game. There's a talent battle and an effort battle in every single game. No matter what sport it is, there's two things. There's talent and there's effort. And sometimes you can win with just one of those two. Sometimes you've got both and you fucking knock somebody out. But you cannot allow a team like Houston to have a double-digit lead in rebounding over you. They had 10 more or 11 more rebounds. They had like 12 more shots.
Against a team that – against the tallest team in the country.
Yeah, you cannot – you just can't do that, man. Like one of the things that made Duke not just as a team – or not just on offense, but – as a team really good was their perimeter length, right?
Like they play Alabama?
Really good defense on the perimeter.
I have never seen a better defensive game in college basketball than them shutting down Alabama from the three-point line.
When you've got like a bunch of dudes that can scratch their knees without bending over that are playing zone perimeter defense, you don't have to close out as hard as you normally would, which means you don't get burned on the second pass as much as you normally do. Hands up in the face, they miss three-point shots. That went missing sometime in the second half of this game. I don't understand what the fuck happened.
So here's my theory on that. I was saying it off air, and I'm going to beat this drum. I don't fucking care. Duke was gassed. Houston is the most physically fit team in the country, arguably.
That's not true. St. John's.
Dude, Houston's right there with them. I'm telling you. I don't disagree with that take, though, because the way St. John's plays. But Houston is a team that practices hard as fuck, and they're one of the most physically, like, endurance wise, like, they're all 40 minutes. They wear teams down. That's what they do. That's what they've done all year. I think Duke, especially freshmen, playing the most meaningful games, the largest amount of meaningful games they've played in a year in their lives, I think they got gassed, especially at the end of a long tournament. And they played all their games in the ACC tournament. I think the legs gave out. Cooper left it short.
I mean, that's like Ross was talking about having a shot and missing it. Short jump shots are a function of your legs.
Tired legs.
Yeah. That's usually what that means. Early in the game, it might mean that you just haven't found your rhythm yet. But in the latter parts of the fourth quarter, a short jump shot off the front of the rim means that your legs didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Also, I don't think it mattered. But why are we throwing the ball full court when you had like almost 4 seconds on the clock?
I don't understand that.
Just like regular inbound, get a three from like half to...
Well, they were spooked.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
By that, because Houston was crushing them.
Which is what I said.
On the inbound plays.
Yeah, which is what I said earlier in the Duke get spooked. And I don't think it's going to affect Cooper Flagg's draft stock, but I bet it shows up in the NBA too. Yeah. I bet in big moments in the NBA he doesn't fucking perform.
He's going to be fine.
I think
at some point he will be when he matures, right? But in the early parts of his career,
he's so
in the NBA,
young.
Yeah,
he just turned 18. Not
he's
that
a high
long
schooler.
Ago.
Yeah, this is part of the thing though that goes back to college basketball in general is that you can have a blue chip freshman or whatever, but like you cannot have a team of freshmen.
Mm.
It showed up eventually, and against a weird system. They held the number one offense to under 70 points.
You can have a team of freshmen and be fine.
Who's the last team of freshmen to win?
Kentucky.
What, Anthony Davis?
Mm-hmm.
So 13 years ago?
One time ever.
And then Mello, and the Mello team, I think, was three freshmen. It was McNamara, Mello, and who's the other NBA dude on the team?
Yeah, but Mello got Boeheim a championship.
Yeah.
Made his career.
I know. That's why we don't care that he killed a guy.
Yeah, but we also
should
put less respect on Boeheim's career.
That wasn't on Boeheim, though. The death. Nor the championship, I guess, is what you're saying.
That was all Mello.
Neither were on Boeheim. Does this go down as a Duke choke job?
Yes.
I don't know. This is a tough game. Like, they got outmaneuvered by Houston.
You're up two scores with 30 seconds on the shot or 30 seconds in the game. Yes, it's a choke. You missed the free throws. It's a choke.
Sort of. I mean, is it a choke when if a sprinter is up by a couple of lengths and they get overtaken because the other guy had more endurance?
Being up six with like 30 seconds left in a basketball game, that
it should.
I agree.
Impossible.
I mean, if you think about it, I think it's a choke. I think it's a choke too, mostly on the coaching staff for Duke, not on the players.
Oh, they absolutely fucked up.
Because they in the moment when you should play prevent defense, the last 30 seconds of the game, they don't. And in the moment when you should not, the last 10 minutes and 30 seconds, they do. It doesn't make any fucking sense that they angled that way. I still don't understand it.
Even when Houston was getting back to within striking distance, not maybe one possession, but like two possessions, they were still just running clock, running clock, running clock. They're like, fuck the score, just got to run that clock out. And Houston did what Houston does, man. They fucking locked them down. If you're not... To beat Houston's defense, you have to play perfect offense. And Duke is a pretty perfect offense, and they just stopped being that.
Yeah, you can't just change what you do.
Right. For no...
And expect good results.
It's that was one of the best games.
Because throughout the entire tournament up until that point, they were like a well-oiled machine that just had no like issues.
You never saw like...
It was never a struggle to get points.
Yeah, you never, like, when with great NBA teams, you never see that, really. You just see them put their fucking foot on the gas more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you get up, you punch harder. That's what you do. And football is a different sport, obviously. But in the NBA, where it's not a series, it's one possession each. You get one, then I get one. Then you get one, then I get one. That's like a boxing match, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL, which is like, I'm going to get... a punch, but my punch is like Magic the Gathering. I'm gonna get 7 turns on this punch, or 10 or whatever, right? This one you get 1-1-1-1, and the more you can take away from that guy, the better. So I guess over the course of 10 minutes, if you reduce the total number of possessions for yourself and the other guy, you've done something, right?
Yeah.
But if your efficiency down the stretch, and Duke's got to know this, Houston's efficiency down the stretch is like Florida's, because they are conditioned and a physical team, their efficiency gets better as they go farther into the game. So
right.
Why are you... I just don't understand the strategy. Maybe it wasn't a strategy. Maybe you were right and the guys were just gassed.
Well, I think by the last 5 minutes, they were definitely gassed. But in that 10-minute to 5-minute span, it was very clear. I mean, I noticed it about the 9-minute mark. They would bring the ball up and they would just kind of chill and pass it around in the front court, or in the back court, sorry, at like just... chilling, just hanging out, and then, I don't know, 20, 15 seconds. And look, like, you shouldn't be taking a shot within the first 5 seconds when you're up 14. Like, run the little clock, but, like, have a point to it.
Mm.
You can't just pass it back and forth. It's not basketball without a shot clock, where you get up 10 and you can just hold the ball in the corner until somebody attacks you.
You can do that in Indiana high school
in
basketball.
In high school basketball, yeah.
Yeah, but just score.
Just fucking
like,
score.
If you want to take... If you want to take time off the clock and give yourself high-quality shots, just run the triangle offense in the last 10 minutes of the game. You're up 15 points. Run the triangle. Pass the ball around the perimeter until somebody's got the gap. Take the shot. Or cut to the basket from the baseline. It's one of those two options
just,
in the triangle.
No, right? Just don't change your offense at all.
Just keep, if you're beating them, keep beating them.
Go with the girl that you brought to the dance, you know?
It was pretty bad coaching, to be honest, because you let them, and here, let's talk about the calls real quick. So
that offensive foul call, well, it wasn't really an offensive foul. It was a on the floor call on Cooper flag.
Yeah.
It was nonsense.
Yeah.
You cannot call that in a fucking title game, like, or in a fucking semi title game like this.
No, it was a bad call. The two things I'll say about that though are this. One, Houston still got the ball. Like, if they hadn't called it, a Houston player was possessing the ball. So they would have had a possession there, but they wouldn't have had free throws,
yeah,
right? Even though they sent like a pretty mediocre free throw shooter to the line. But the second thing with that is that I don't really feel bad for Duke, because A, Houston got fucked just as badly on a call 2 or 3 possessions before that on a ball that was clearly off of a Duke player's foot, lost
Dude,
an offensive
Houston
possession.
Got so many calls against Purdue.
And then,
like, they should have lost that Purdue
game. Different
game.
And then here's the other thing, though.
You know,
and
it evens out.
I say this all the time on our college basketball show. You have to just bake in to every college basketball game that the refs are going to fuck you at some point. It's the worst officiated sport by far. So that call happens and the game's close. You let the game get close. Like, you put yourself in a position where you're in this coin flip with the fucking refs where you don't know when they might fuck you. And now it matters because you're only up 1 point or one possession or whatever it is. So don't put yourself in a position to get fucked by the refs, because you know they're going to fuck you. They're absolutely going to fuck you. They always fuck you.
I mean, if you're up 14 and the refs get to decide the outcome of the game, it's still you. Sorry. You don't get to fucking blame the refs.
But it's not like Houston didn't claw their way back with free throws.
Yeah.
They only shot 18 free throws in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't Which, by the way, that benefits Houston, I will say. It was only, I mean, Duke had 23, which is not a ton, but it's a decent amount. But yeah, no, the refs were kind of letting them play, which benefits Houston, certainly. So, I mean, maybe that's a way the Houston benefited from the refs.
I mean, Houston had 18 offensive rebounds. That's not the refs.
Yeah, right.
That's an effort thing, right? Because they don't have length on Duke, frankly.
They don't. No one does.
So, that's an effort problem right there.
Yeah. I'm excited for my Cougs. Excited for my Cougs to take down the Gators tonight.
Florida, Auburn, also a great game.
Yeah, that was it's sad that game got overshadowed because that game was really, really good.
It was a really good game. I expected more from Broome in that game, to be honest.
He got shut down in the second half.
Yeah, he did not look good. And he's never been a good free throw shooter. I think he's like a high 60s free throw shooter.
Low-key looks like Drake.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he... In a big game like that, you can't have your best scorer go 3-for-7 from the line. And in some critical moments, too, he missed some free throws. Yep. That sucks, man. That's not great. Neither team shot well, though, from the free throw line.
It's one of their Achilles heels. Like, they're not a great free throw shooting team. Yeah.
They were both right around 70%. Florida shot pretty well from three, though. That was the savior for them because Auburn shot 28%, and they kept jacking them up, too.
Their bigs were a bit of a liability, like Condon and
Florida's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Florida missed 9 free throws. Good lord. And
but again, Clayton takes over, gets the buckets when he needs to.
Clayton, man.
Will. He's a small boy, too. He's not tall. He's like 6'3".
Yeah,
it says 6'3".
He's not 6'3".
He's like Jalen Brunson.
So what do you think, Jalen? Jalen Brunson's listed at 6'2". What do you think he is?
Jalen Brunson's 5'11". I don't know how he's a good NBA player, but he is.
That's what I was asking on our with Jake and Dan last night. Can Walter Clayton make it in the NBA?
Steph Curry did. Not that he's Steph Curry or anything, but right. Clayton.
Jalen Brunson's, I feel like, is a good comp.
Clayton's a dog, man.
Yeah.
Like, that'll always make it in the NBA. There's talent and there's effort. And he's got both to some degree. He doesn't have the size that you would want, but he handles the ball really well in traffic, which is nice. That's something that you need in the NBA. He finishes well. He's a really good finisher. Yeah. Even with his left hand, he's a good finisher. Yeah. And he's a dog. The moment doesn't fuck with him. So I think he's going to be a top 5 pick in this draft.
I mean, he seems at least like a Jalen Brunson type. And
Jalen Brunson was an 11 pick, I think, or something like that. He was a lottery pick, but it was
a lottery pick? I don't know if he was.
Yeah, I think maybe he was 15. I thought he was like a low-end lottery pick, like 11.
Where Brunson was.
I could have swore he was like a second-round guy.
Nah, he's not second round.
He was on a good Villanova team, and he was in the player of the year running. He might have won the award, actually.
33rd.
He was
33rd.
Yeah, he was in the second round.
Oh, my God.
Because he was a tiny boy.
Yeah, small.
That doesn't matter.
In the NBA, it kind of does. At least the scouts think so.
Well, I feel like it matters defensively. Like, who are you putting a 5'11 guy on?
No one.
I mean, so have you watched any Warriors games lately?
I just watched the one the other night.
Steph did not play well.
No, he didn't play well last night offensively, but I've watched the last, like, 3 or 4 games. He's actually playing better defense now at 38 than I've ever seen him play in his entire career. Maybe that's an effort thing. I don't know. Or maybe it's like, because he's got really, regardless of how big he is, he's always been a decent rebounder. He's averaged like 6 rebounds a game for his career. As a 6-1. It says 6'3". There's no way. That dude's 6'3 in his fucking dreams. But he's got elite footwork, right?
Yeah.
Which should make a good defender. Because that's the only thing, like Chris Middleton on the wing, Patrick Beverley on the wing. Those guys, the reason they were really good defenders is because of their footwork, right? That's obvious.
Staying in front of dudes.
Yeah, staying in front of dudes. Curry just didn't ever do it. Like, if you can make somebody come off of your center, you can stay on their center. That's how that works, right? It's like a fucking inverse rule. And he's never tried it before, but I've watched like the last 3 or 4 games, and he's like, he's all over people. I'm like, where the fuck was this during this whole time, you piece of shit? I think Clayton will be a good NBA player.
It seems like he's definitely. I mean, he'll get drafted for sure. By the way, recruited by Rick Pitino initially at Iona, so not a nobody mid major. If Rick saw something in him,
there's plenty of just mid major guys that are now the dude at the bigger programs this year.
Yeah, where he came from, Iona, right?
Yep. Yeah, this isn't his first year at Florida, but yeah, he came from Iona.
I mean, Michigan had a bunch of FAU guys.
Yeah, because they got FAU's coach. I mean, that's the name of the game now, dude. I mean, even Florida's full of those types of transfers. as well, I believe. I
think Duke had a dude from Yale, right? Or was that Michigan, too?
Where did Nepple or whatever
come from? Michigan, actually. Had the Yale dude. Who?
Where'd Nepple come from? He didn't go straight to Duke, right? Didn't he go somewhere?
No, Nepple's a freshman. Nepple's one of their lottery picks.
Who's what I'm thinking of? Shit, I don't remember now. Anyways.
But Florida, again, in that game, down, what, 8 in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
They can't do that tonight.
No, it's not smart. Anything can happen. They could still win the game, but I wouldn't recommend taking the first half off against Houston.
No.
Because they also get better in the second half.
Yeah. Like, that is a thing that Florida, I think, has had on every single team so far, is being the better second half team, and I don't think that's the case today.
I don't know if they're better or not, but they're not better enough.
Right. Like
Florida might be somewhat better because talent-wise, they're definitely better. They might be somewhat better in the second half, but they're not better enough to be down by double digits at fucking halftime.
No.
Not against this team.
They'll just
turn the defense up. Houston will forget about their offense entirely, turn the defense up, and just get long rebounds and shoot threes.
Maybe.
The whole second half, if that happens.
I liked Auburn better than Houston, so.
Houston's better than Auburn.
I don't know. Houston can win the national championship tonight, and I'll just be like, not impressed. This is called hate, Rob.
I know it is. They're fucking hate Houston.
Because, you know, they followed us to the Big 12.
Did they follow you?
Maybe not the basketball team, but like the whole, you know, school for the conference.
You guys paved the Big 12?
You got to think the American Big 12 path was paved by UCF football.
Oh, my God. I mean, Houston football was no slouch in that era as well.
They're trash, dude.
Okay. Predictions for tonight. The line is currently at 1.5 in favor of Florida. However, KenPom has a Houston 1-point win on the board. Let's get some picks. And the over-under, by the way, is 141.5. 140 and
this is gonna be a sloppy game.
Yeah, it was 140 and a half.
Give me a 67-61 game. It's gonna be gross.
Love the under here.
Yeah.
I already bet it. I bet Houston plus 1.5 and the under.
It's gonna be a lot of tight buttholes early on.
I think so. I think it's gonna be a lot of bricks going into the game.
A lot of turnovers, a lot of balls in the crowd.
Yeah.
Dribbling off feet.
Who do you got? Are you taking Florida minus 1.5?
Just going to ride the Gators, yeah. Gators, 67. Houston, 61.
Okay. Dan, what do you got?
I took Houston plus 1.5. And I'm taking the under as well. There's no way, unless it goes to overtime or something, which
yeah.
Then I'm fucked.
Then you're
way,
fucked.
So.
Yeah, you're just fucked anyway, yeah. I'm taking Houston. Plus 1.5. Houston money line. Love the under, by the way. But Houston money line. Florida, one of the best offensive teams in the country. I believe the second best offensive team in the country behind Duke.
Streaky, though. They have some really bad offensive games, too.
And they're a half-court team. They don't get out and run, so they're going to have to set up and then go through the Houston defense. I just love Houston here. I absolutely fucking love Houston here. I do think Florida is going to be better suited to play Houston than Duke was, just in terms of, again, not having to rely on 3 18/17-year-olds in the last 4 minutes of a game. But yeah, I think this is Kelvin's year. I think tough, gritty Kelvin. You can see that practice, man.
It would be nice to see a Texas team come so close and fail yet again. Like they're on a streak right now.
They really are. Did you see the practice footage that came out from Houston after their win over Duke talk about how scrappy they are?
Oh, man, that's never a good thing.
I guess at the beginning of every practice, Kelvin Sampson just pairs up dudes one-on-one and makes them wrestle for a basketball.
What do you mean wrestle?
I mean, like, he throws a basketball on the floor, and then they both have to dive at it and wrestle it away from the other person.
Okay. I thought it was like a Habib basketball in Dagestan.
I mean, they get...
Where they actually do slam each other down on the ground.
What would you call that? Like, the Indiana drill instead of the Oklahoma drill?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's fucking stupid. I'm sorry, man. Like, scrumming around on the floor like that with... every player on the team... It's not like football where some stuff matters and stuff doesn't. Every player on the team needs their fingers to work correctly. Otherwise, you're fucked, man. Like, that's, I don't understand.
I think they should do that instead of a layup line.
Samson is a dirty, filthy cheater.
Yeah. Man, how
just shoot each other with paintball guns or something. Like, or do pull a Happy Gilmore to stand in front of a pitching machine.
Yeah. How fucking angry are you, by the way, if you're Indiana and you were forced to fire Kelvin Sampson in 2008 over recruiting shit? Didn't he make a Final Four with Indiana? I feel like he might have. He had a really good run at Indiana.
I don't know. I've always liked him.
I love him. I think he's one of my favorite coaches in college.
Made
basketball.
Some phone calls he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, 2002.
Was that? Yeah, so at Indiana, I believe, yeah, he made the title game with Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. And they were forced to fire him.
2002?
Yeah.
So they lost to Maryland?
2002, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Hmm. Also won the Big 12 tournament 4 times in a row with them.
Big 10 tournament?
It's Big 10 then, yeah, I guess.
No, it's still Big 10.
Big 12. Though. No, Big 12.
No, the Big 12.
Indiana's not in the Big 12.
It's set on, I'm looking at his Wikipedia. It says,
yeah, he's probably won it with Houston.
Big 12 tournament. Oh, yeah, with Houston.
Yeah, back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Ever since Houston's coming to the Big 12, Kansas.
No, this is 2001 to 2003.
Well, that's the Big 10.
Yeah.
Well, it says Big 12 tournament. Maybe Wikipedia's.
Oh, no, he was coaching OU for that Final Four. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So, no, he didn't make it to a Final Four.
No, he did, but he didn't make it to the title game.
Oh, I see.
Indiana made the title. Then Indiana hired him away from OU, and then Indiana was forced to fire him. Man, OU, too, letting Kelvin go to fucking... I mean, Indiana's a blue blood. What can you do, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, what was he actually fired over? I forget.
It was recruiting violations.
It was, but what was it, like phone calls, or was it like cheeseburgers?
It was probably cheeseburgers. It was probably some fucking Jim Harbaugh shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head, though, but yeah, Indiana just got absolutely fucked by the... They've never been the same since Kelvin Sampson was fired. Yeah, I don't know what it said. Yeah, he was fired, that's all I know. All right, so you bet Houston. Do you think Houston's going to win, or do you just think they're going to cover? The 1.5. I mean, that's...
They should not win. I'll say that. Florida's definitely better, but that doesn't mean shit.
Not in one game.
Not in one game. And not when, you know, again, the balance is it's somewhere between talent and effort. And Houston's going to put out effort for the entire 40 minutes plus, however long it goes, if there's overtime. Florida's going to put out effort for 28 minutes. And right. Maybe that's enough to bridge the gap between talent or not, that extra 12 minutes. I don't know if it will be or not.
It's certainly enough if you do it for the first 28 minutes and then just try to hold serve.
Well, I mean, and Houston's got to hit their threes too. So if Houston has a bad three-point shooting night, none of it will matter.
I mean, I will say this for Houston in that Duke game. That was one of those games where you're watching and you're like, oh, it's just not their night because they were missing. I mean, rim outs everywhere, missed layups. I mean, just like shit that normally doesn't happen, but it does on some random nights it happens and you're like, well... Sucks that that's that night for you.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't.
Guy like you, though, so confident in this Houston Cougar team. Backwards hat, your legs crossed the way they are underneath the table. Love the Florida Gators here.
I'm going to cross my legs even gayer.
Yeah.
Go Cougs. Go fucking Cougs.
They never had a chance.
They're going to take this one tonight, and you and Ross are going to be so goddamn mad tomorrow.
Nah, I'll be all right.
Are you saying he's the Jim Cramer of college basketball?
Kind of, yeah.
We didn't keep track of our college basketball picks this year, but I did beat you in college football this year.
You know, it's impossible to say. There's no way we can actually look that up.
I think you wrote it down, but...
It's called accountability.
Yeah, your Google Drive is full.
Mm-hmm.
Can't check that shit anymore. Real quick, before we keep going, we do have some sponsors. First up is MyBookie.com. Go to MyBookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, you get $1,000. You put in $20, you get $20. Whatever it is, they will match it up to $1,000 with the promo code MyBookie. If you are a regular MyBookie player, you are in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. You don't have to sign up for it. It doesn't cost any extra money. You are just in it as sort of a customer reward program. They have a lot of cool stuff there, exclusive weekly bets, and my favorite, the rake back program. So if you had a bad week, maybe you put a lot of money on Florida tonight and they lose, they'll toss you a little money back and say, hey, thanks for playing. We know that you're a valued customer and you need some action in your life. You need some juice when you watch a game. You can't just sit down and watch a sports game. So here's a little money back. Go play. go have fun, whatever. Rakeback program rules. MyBookie.com is where we make all our picks for basketball, baseball, golf. How'd you do this weekend in golf?
Don't worry about it. We're on to the Masters.
You got any? You were talking about one bet you might make earlier.
Oh, I like Sergio at 90-1.
Did you already lay that?
Yeah.
Are you going to put it on the show or you just lay that on your own?
I'll just do it on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take Sergio to win, but 90-1, that's pretty good value. He's playing very well.
All right. And he's a previous Masters winner.
Yeah.
So he's won on the course before. We also have the every Friday, me and Dan do Casino Friday, because MyBookie has live blackjack on their site. It's not a computer casino situation. It is like a Zoom call with a blackjack dealer, where your real human beings are dealing the cards. You're playing with real money. It's awesome. It's not sketchy like the sort of like video casino stuff that you see. It's a really fun way to gamble if you are so inclined, if you like blackjack. So check out our Casino Friday show every Friday. And you can check out the blackjack table at any time. It goes 24/7. They don't let those people sleep.
They're not allowed.
I like the fun names.
They're in Costa Rica, I think, so they're never sleeping.
No.
What's the point of sleeping down there?
You can't.
No.
You'll get murdered.
Yeah, well, or you'll miss the drug shipments that are coming in.
Which then you'll get murdered for.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, certainly.
But yeah, MyBookie. Next up, we've got Bio Pro Plus. Bio Pro Plus. Most guys, their hormones suck. They need more testosterone. Dan, you can probably speak to that better than me as a T.
Yeah.
Lover.
So,
I thought you were talking shit.
Part of it is about getting good sleep in general, right? So there's a couple of, we talked about it with Kirk Parsley when he was on the show back in the day, but your body starts the process of going to sleep. It used to historically be caused by red light going over the edge of the atmosphere, or over the edge of the earth, right? You would see the red light coming through the atmosphere over the curvature of the earth. It would make your brain start to produce magnesium. Magnesium make you sleepy. Gary just took some the other day, and it actually made him fall asleep for the first time in a week. But there's a bunch of other biochemicals that get released during that period of the day. And then once you reach that stasis point, and you get into good quality four cycle sleep, then your body, like we know that all of your hormones are produced in your gut, right? For the most part. Some of them come from other places, but 95%+ are created in your gut. It happens overnight. That's why waking up with an erection means that you got good sleep, typically, because that means that your body actually did the processes chemically necessary over the evening to replace all your testosterone. Well, it doesn't have, same thing with human growth hormone, HGH or IGF-1 or whatever. Same thing with serotonin, all the stuff. So getting good sleep is a big part of that. And then bioprotein does something similar to what Sleep Remedy does, which is it introduces small amounts of this stuff to jumpstart the process. That's all it does. It's like basic science. It's just like eating a little bit more salt or taking a salt electrolytes like this to make your body hydrate better.
Yeah.
It's just a little additive that makes all the difference in the world, and it'll keep you off some of the more expensive supplements too. The end.
Just put it under your tongue, just a little droplet.
Yep, and it'll burn a little bit, but don't be a bitch.
Look, you need the pain.
Yeah,
the pain lets you know it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more and click on the link in the show description. Use the code Drinkin' Bros for $30 off your first order. Both Dan and Ross, I believe, use BioProtein. Mm-hmm. The results speak for themselves. Next up, sticking with basketball, Lakers with
the... Oh, you guys don't want to talk baseball?
That's weird.
Yeah, we will in a sec.
Okay. We will. We got, like, I think 2 minutes of the show.
It's actually turning around for the old Braves.
Got to win.
Next year sometime, I think.
Yeah. The Lakers... with a huge upset over Oklahoma City the other day, the number one seed by a mile in the West. A
huge upset? It's the NBA, dude.
Huge upset. The Lakers, though, more importantly, the Nuggets are on a little bit of a slide right now. I think they've lost like 3 or 4 in a row. The Lakers are currently in the 3 seed for the West.
Mm.
How deep can this Lakers team go in the West? Because I think aside from OKC, every team to me has... serious question marks.
You trust the Thunder in the playoffs?
What?
I don't trust the Thunder in the playoffs.
I mean, that's fair, too. The Thunder, this version of the Thunder, are unproven in the playoffs.
No, the Nuggets are going to win the West.
The Rockets, I don't trust at all.
Fuck no.
Good regular season team. The Nuggets, I love the Nuggets. Jokic is obviously the fucking man. But concerning lack of depth, and an even more concerning not lack of Russell Westbrook.
Keep Westbrook off the court. The Nuggets win the West.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look before I start talking a lot of shit. But I'm guessing what I'm thinking is correct. Definitely a lack of depth for Denver. They've had this problem before. In the years where they stay healthy and they have their depth, then they win. And it's been 1 year.
Yeah.
But also, they
just lost a lot of that depth to free agency.
Yeah. You do have to factor in Jamal Murray just gets better in the playoffs.
He does. Right. Way better, yeah. And as crazy as this sounds, Jokic is having the best season of his career right now.
They're not going to give him the MVP.
I'm going to fucking riot if he doesn't get the MVP.
There's no fucking way. They already boned him last year. There's no way.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, but SGA is in the lead on all the fucking gambling sites right now.
Crazy. It's crazy. Jokic, I believe, is like second in every category. Second in scoring, second in three-point, second or first in three-point percentage, second in assists, second in rebounds, second in steals. He's having the best year of his if he's having the best year of his career, he might be having one of the four best years in ever, the NBA yeah. ever.
I don't know what you can look up what his PER is right now, but it's got to be in the like 32 to 33 range just based on the fact that he's averaging a triple double.
So he's got his PER is 32.53. Shea is second at 30.9.
That's so big of a gap. I'm telling you, there have been three seasons now where the PER leader, since they started tracking PER, there have been three seasons where the fucking PER leader did not win MVP. One of them was Derrick Rose v. LeBron during the LeBron fatigue era.
Right.
One of them was when Steph Curry made 400 three-pointers. Okay, fine. Right?
It's the equivalent of giving Miguel Cabrera the Triple Crown MVP.
Yep. And then the last one was last year with Joel Embiid,
right,
which he did not deserve.
No.
And anyway, matter of fact, the year before that, he may have deserved it, to be honest. But that year, he did not. It's only happened three times, and it's all been in seasons where somebody's literally set a record. I don't think they're right.
Put some respect on it. American gold medalist, Joel Embiid.
Diabetic. Type 2 adult diabetic, Joel Embiid.
Look, man, candy's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
He loves himself two pitchers of Shirley Temples a day.
I don't know what Russell Westbrook's plus minus is, by the way, because...
Did you watch their double overtime game the other day?
I mean, it's just like his brain disappeared. He makes bad decisions a lot, man.
Horrible.
Best game of the year.
Oh, by far.
Westbrook single-handedly lost the game.
In unbelievable fashion.
Missed a wide-open layup to seal it.
He shouldn't have even taken.
No, just run clock. And then fouled the three-point shooter at the end.
Yep. Yep.
Very cool, guys.
Very.
Jokic dropped 61 and all for none.
Oh my God!
Okay, his plus minus in games since January of this year is -38.
Yeah,
you just can't play him in the playoffs.
No, you gotta get on a real short rotation.
God damn it, man.
Russell Westbrook.
Run him to death right now. Sure.
Yeah.
Like let him take the brute the rest of the season.
I gotta tell you though,
sit his ass during the playoffs.
Still a dangerous team if they can get anything at all from the bench. With and Jamal Murray's healthy in the playoffs because Christian Braun is a fucking dog too.
Yep.
He's a dog.
Yep.
And then Jokic, Aaron Gordon also a dog.
Yeah.
Plays really well in the playoffs. Somehow shoots three pointers now all of a sudden the last couple of years. He's like shooting threes now and like making them at a high 30s clip. And then Michael Porter Jr. is obviously a good.
Have three offensive weapons, like great offensive weapons in Murray, Porter, and Jokic. And then, Braun is a great just basketball player, and Aaron Gordon is a great just basketball player.
Yeah.
It really just comes down to like if and when and how Russell Westbrook fucks them. But I might be buying the Lakers here to make a Western Conference final.
We'll see. I mean, I think they are certainly capable of it, to be honest. And one of the main reasons they are capable of it that nobody's really talking about is Austin Reeves. He is a fucking dog, man. I'm telling you, this guy's averaging 20 points a game this year.
Yeah.
He's averaging 20 points a game. Not that they've been there the whole time. He's averaging 20 points a game on a team that has Luka Doncic and LeBron James on it. That's not nothing.
So 10 teams in each conference made the playoffs.
Technically it's only really.
But the Phoenix Suns are not one of them. Interesting.
We should have a debate at some point about who the biggest cancer in the history of professional sports is. Because you could say that it's Kawhi Leonard, too. Just for, he hasn't shown up since Toronto.
Nope.
He hasn't shown up for a full season
won
since Toronto.
Won a title, though.
I think he's got just
he won one.
I have three or two.
I think two. He won one as a rookie.
He won one with the Spurs,
and then Toronto. He hasn't won one since then.
Brought a championship to Canada.
Yeah.
Yuck.
But he just doesn't care.
But
at all,
yeah. Durant.
He plays basketball like Connor did after he made all that money.
Yeah.
How are the Suns not at least like a top eight seed?
I don't know. Booker is one of my favorite basketball players. I love watching that dude.
He's
play.
A blast. Yeah. He was great on the Olympic team. Mm-hmm. But I think Durant's just
cancer.
Yeah.
They went to the title during the COVID year.
The Suns? Yep. No, that was a year after the COVID year.
No, they lost to the Bucks.
That wasn't the COVID year.
It's still COVID year in my mind.
Okay. So yeah, every 5 years surrounding COVID or in each direction.
It was the same year the Braves won their COVID title.
Oh my God. Fucking can't with
that. 2021, that was still COVID, was still bucking. Still a thing.
Don't sleep on the T-Wolves. Because Anthony Edwards has gotten extremely hot now, and this is the best team the T-Wolves have marched out. The last 2 years when they were in the playoffs, it was just Edwards and nobody else.
Towns. Towns gone.
He's not good in the playoffs.
He was last year. Towns was good in the playoffs last
for
year.
The first series, right? Then the second series he just completely disappeared.
I don't even remember.
Anyways, Rudy Gobert is a non-factor. He's a rebounder.
Gobert is a.
And he tried to murder everybody.
Yeah.
So that's not good. But Julius Randle is he's a dog in the playoffs. He plays well in the playoffs.
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo,
I like this.
Has a deep playoff experience with the Knicks and with Golden State before that. Mike Conley's always been solid. I don't know. I don't. They probably win a series, maybe two.
So they're in the play-in right now.
Yeah.
Which they'll get out of, no question. They're much better than the other three teams that are in the play-in.
Yeah. You got to count out the Grizzlies because at any moment, John Morant could get suspended for gunplay.
I just don't. Like, I understand that he's made some mistakes, but are we really going to fucking set him down and have a talk about doing finger guns?
Right.
Like, fuck off, dude. I'm not doing
that. He's pro 2A.
Wasn't that against the Warriors?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Draymond like immediately ran over to the ref and was like, "What are you? Look at him. He's fucking doing guns.
I hate Draymond.
Draymond sucks. He sucks so bad. Dude. Did anybody watch the game last night, the Warriors game last night?
A little bit of it.
Towards the end of the game, he goes in for a layup and just elbows the dude right in the face. And I was like, if they called a technical foul on him. It's like, if anybody, you can't technical foul somebody when you make a layup.
Right.
How's that possible? But they still called it.
I feel like Draymond could find a way.
It looked like he might have been trying to do it, to be honest. But if it was anybody other than him, they wouldn't have made that call. And that's the part that really irritates me as a longtime Warriors fan. Is like all the antics over the years have gotten more silly tic-tac things called on us than anything else.
I mean, it lost the Warriors a championship.
Yeah. No. All he had to do was call LeBron a bitch, which is what he did, and then let LeBron go after him and let LeBron get the technical. And that, which is what would have happened, but instead he had to do the extra thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't control yourself in that one moment and you lost the title for it. So you don't get to go to the Hall of Fame. So. But he will. Everybody makes it the best. Fucking LeBron just got elected to the Hall of Fame.
I think Dwight Howard just got elected to the Hall of
Fame. Dwight Howard, LeBron, CP3, a couple other guys.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple guys that are still playing.
I saw Dwight did.
but anyways, yeah, back to the West. The Rockets are too young. They're not going to win.
No.
Although I would be surprised if they even make it to the finals, to the conference finals. The Clippers, TBD, man. To be honest, if Harden continues doing what he's doing, he's been playing well, and Kawhi Leonard just shows up and plays, yeah, they got a shot. But what the fuck? If your brother was your sister, would he be your brother still? I don't know what the fuck kind of question that is.
I have no faith in the Clippers.
No, and the Warriors I have very little faith in, too. They just don't have any size at all. So at 38 and with Draymond, are they able to run the marathons that they used to run to fucking gas people and go on those high scoring runs?
Yeah, West
third,
is kind of weak.
I don't think so. It is, yeah.
So what do you think there are contenders in the West? 2, 3?
I think the Thunder are contenders.
Yeah, I do too.
They should be.
If everybody's healthy on that team, I don't care how young they are. I think having Caruso on that team helps.
Yeah.
To be honest, because he's a veteran. I like Chet Holmgren is a fucking dog. He doesn't give a fuck about pressure or any of that shit. As much as I hate that
guy. I don't think he ugly. Doesn't make facial expressions. If he feels things, I don't know.
He's
that.
A sociopath, it looks like. I like we've seen Jalen Williams have a lot of success. I don't know how he's done in the playoffs before. But yeah, they've got all the talent in the world. It's going to come down to when you see. Here's my problem with Oklahoma City as a team. There have been a couple of games where they've gotten lit up pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And they'll be down 10 or 15. And then SGA will go to take the game over or whatever. Mm. And it's not enough. It's not enough. Like, you can't do that in the NBA anymore unless you're Steph Curry. You have to be able to put 3 points on the board every single time to take a game over like that. Or you have to play great team basketball to take the game over, which starts with defense. It always starts with great defense. That's what I don't think a lot of these younger NBA teams realize is that, you see teams like the Lakers or the Warriors or others, Denver as well, be able to go on with these long, like protracted scoring runs, like 10-0, 18-0 runs sometimes. It always all starts on defense. The fucking defensive play is not over until you get the rebound as well.
Right.
That's the other part of it. And they just don't. They just think you get a rebound and you run a quick offense. That's not what it is, man. It's tight defense. You force a bad shot, which means they're out of position. You get a long rebound and you kick it out, and that's how you score those quick points. And we'll see. I mean, they've got all the talent. I like watching these guys play, but playoff basketball is different.
So what do you think? Just OKC, the Lakers, and Nuggets out of the West would be
I think the Lakers are the best team in the West right now. I think they're playing the best, at least.
I
would be shocked if the Lakers don't make the Western Conference
Finals.
I think
that's what Adam Silver wants, so he might happen.
I mean, Luka in L.A. with LeBron. Yeah.
I think they're the best team in the West, and I think they're going to – it's probably OKC and Lakers.
How much do Maverick fans want to kill themselves right now?
Oh, you mean the Mavericks who are in the playoffs as of today?
There's two and a half games up, so they got a better shot than not of making.
They're not hoping.
What are the three games left? Yeah, they've got to, if they win any one of their last three games, or if Phoenix loses any of their last three, they're in.
So Kyrie's out.
AD's playing.
He should not be. There's no fucking purpose.
Clay's playing for him.
Is Clay? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's grim. It's pretty fucking.
They're
grim.
Gonna have to play the Timberwolves and like the plan.
I thought it's like a ladder.
Is it like 7-10? I don't know how this.
I don't care anymore. Either. But I think Minnesota is a dark horse for the
it's,
West.
It's a ladder. Final, so
the Western Conference final.
9 and 10 play, and the loser's eliminated, and then 7 and 8 play, and then the loser of that has to play the winner of 9-10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the bracket's set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the winner of 7-8 is number the 7 seed. And yeah. The winner of 8 versus the winner of 9-10 is the 8 seed. I mean, the Kings have a shot too. They've got a lot of talent over there. They just got rid of their best player.
Yeah, right.
But still in a fucking one game playoff in the playoffs.
Yeah, what the fuck was the Pelicans' problem this year?
No one's healthy ever.
Yeah, what do you mean? That's fair.
I mean, Zion's always fat.
Yeah.
God, if he could just play one season.
His PER in his career is insane.
It's, yeah.
Just one
when
season.
He plays, he's like his.
It wasn't just him though. Who else was out? CJ McCollum was out for the season too, starting in what? I guess that was late March when they finally said he wasn't going to play anymore. But Zion's been out in depth. DeJounte Murray is out too.
It's just a broken career.
Shit show. The East is pretty good though.
The East, it feels like Boston, and that's.
It's hard to imagine they're somebody inevitable. Beating them.
They're just too good.
Yeah.
Cavs are good. Knicks are good.
Would like to see the Knicks make a run.
The Cavs are young, but we'll see. TBD on that. They're kind of limping in, too.
Fuck the Pacers.
Boston is 9-1.
The Pistons are fun. 10. They're fun. They're not good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, it's really just, do the Bucks have anything left with Dame and Giannis?
Yeah. Yeah. With Giannis, I feel like you could win the East.
You could steal a series or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can beat Boston, though.
In order for them to beat Boston, though, Giannis has to go, like, 50 a game.
Yeah. Mm. Just go fucking bananas.
Honestly, Cleveland's the only team that can beat Boston over here.
All right, on to that other sport, baseball.
Yeah. How'd it go for you guys?
Pretty uneventful so far. Not really much you can draw from the first week.
I had a wonderful time watching a ball game with my old man yesterday.
The Braves are 1-1 at home.
Yeah. So. Huge.
Silver lining. Are the Dodgers supposed to be good?
Oh, did you not think they're very good?
Are they not good?
The 9-2 Los Angeles Dodgers.
1-2 against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies the team? I mean, just tell us about your Phillies, because we don't have anything to talk about.
I think this is our window. We have to win this year or it's over. Like, I hit the emergency like button. Like, we need to win now.
Make any trade you need to make.
Yeah. Like, this team's all in their 30s.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a very short gap that we need to clear.
You got problems in your rotation. Suarez again is hurt again.
He's been hurt, but
again.
You know. Rangers
last year, he was
the
hurt.
The dude in the playoffs.
Fucking this year, he's hurt.
Lizardo, though.
Aaron Lizardo Nola is stinks. Great. Lizardo should be your number two starter. He came out rocking this year. He's very good.
Nola's always padded his stats against bad teams. Whenever he actually has to pitch against a decent team, he's not looked good
at all this year. And Sanchez is doing what your fifth starter does. He's giving you a little
And Wheeler's right? being Wheeler.
Yeah, Wheeler's good.
He gets no run support, though.
Yeah, it's
Wheeler's
how it
probably been the best pitcher in the NL over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It's tight, yeah. He's definitely in that. I mean, what's his nuts? The guy that won the Cy Young, pitching under 7 innings a game.
Snell.
Snell has been pretty consistently good too. It just never goes deep into ball games. Yeah, you guys look pretty good.
The whole West looks fucking great. You have the Giants, Padres.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens when they start playing their own division.
Yeah, I mean,
see
even
who emerges there.
The Diamondbacks are—they're only 5-5, but
they all get to play the Rockies.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks are probably like the fifth or sixth best team in the entire league, and they're fourth in their own division.
Right now, it's absolutely brutal for the Diamondbacks out there.
Oh, also, how are your Cincinnati Reds doing? Huh?
They're fine. They're 3-7, they're 3 games out of first. They'll be fine. I'm not too worried about them.
You should be.
I picked the Pirates to win the division, by the way. I picked the Reds to make the playoffs.
Well, at least you took chances.
Yeah. I'm taking swings here, all right? God, the Braves are already 6 games out of first.
Manfred says, that doesn't matter. You can make that up in 2 weeks.
I mean, we're playing tomorrow.
Manfred says that torpedo bats are good for the league, which means maybe steroids are coming back.
Juice the balls. Torpedo
really
bats.
As long as you juice the balls and use torpedo bats, you don't even need steroids.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, do you remember how many home runs? I mean, Dansby Swanson had a 30 home run year.
Why not have all?
It was 28, right, I think?
I think 29, it was, maybe I'm pretty sure it was 30. Like, it was just an insane year.
Let's smash the record. Have Aaron Judge hit like 120 home runs this year?
I mean, I'm down.
He's not using the torpedo bat.
I know, he's not. I'm sorry, he had 25 homers, but either way, that's absurd.
I thought he had a 20.
Or no, 27. 27. Yeah, okay. Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Aaron Judge does have 6 homers and 17 RBI already. He's currently on pace for 108 home runs and 306 RBI, cool. So maybe you'll get your wish.
Yeah, we'll break into another fake record of him having the most home runs in AL history.
In the American League, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Interrupting college football games for that.
Well, I mean, if he hits 108 home runs, you can solace.
Then I'll start to care,
he did it for real.
Bond still has the record. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's actually still Babe Ruth's record.
We don't count Maris?
Yeah, I'm putting the asterisk on Maris.
Well, they do in the movie.
I know. It's a great movie. Anything happened in the UFC?
No, it was a fucking awful card.
Oh, by the way, you know who's leading the major leagues in saves right now?
Who?
Guess. It's going to make you angry.
Luke Jackson.
Yes.
God damn it.
he's for Texas.
Sweet, God sweet boy.
And he's tough. he's doing it with a 5 ERA and a 131
whip. Of course he is.
Tough to be a Braves fan right now.
He probably pitches himself into those save situations. You know what I mean? Like, they're up 6. He gives up 3 runs, gets the save.
How many games back are you guys after this week?
7. Probably tied for first, I'd imagine. Yeah. I think we go on a run here.
And we lose out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking double digits.
That seems more accurate.
Yeah.
Seems more accurate.
But no, UFC card this weekend's the good card.
Okay, who's this weekend?
It's the Miami card, so.
That means nothing to me.
It's just stacked. Volk's fighting Diego Lopez for the vacant featherweight title because Ilia Topuria vacated the title to move up to 155.
Okay.
Without a guaranteed title shot, so that's kind of baller. He might have to fight before he can fight for the title.
Look at him. You gonna bet? Who are you betting on for that?
I'm gonna go Volk. I know he's older, and typically with the lower weight classes, once you get over the age of 35, it's pretty grim. But I think Volk's a different dude. He's a different animal, and I don't know if Diego Lopez is ready for
That fucking heat.
That fucking heat, yeah. I don't think he's ready.
That's all I got for today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you boys got anything else to talk about.
Wonderful weekend, though. This UFC card, the Masters, of course.
Yeah, got a big week coming up. The golf show be on, what, Wednesday?
No, I'll probably do it tomorrow.
All right, Masters picks tomorrow from Ross and Dan. Tomahawked on Friday, as always. And, yeah, go Cougs. Cougs taking it home tonight. Get it, baby.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.